West Virginians for Life worked closely with West Virginia legislators to do something very powerful. Together, we worked to pass a proposed constitutional amendment, which will be on the ballot for the November general elections. Amendment 1 says, "Nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of an abortion." Its purpose is to cleanse our state constitution from abortion and allow the state legislature to exercise its rightful responsibility for control over the funding of abortion. Abortion would still be legal in West Virginia under federal rulings. What will change is that our tax dollars won't pay for an abortion, except in rare cases when the life of the mother is at stake, medical emergency, reported rape or incest, or fetal anomaly. The people of West Virginia will be able to decide whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used to fund elective abortions. Over the years, taxpayers have paid for nearly 35,000 abortions at a cost of almost $10 million. For elective abortions, for the entire 9 months of pregnancy, for any reason, or no reason at all. As West Virginia citizens, we have a moral responsibility to end forced tax payment for abortion. If you're not registered to vote, you can register online at the Secretary of State's website. It's fast, easy, and free. Go to ovr.sos.wv.gov. You can also register for free at your nearest DMV or using paper forms available from your county courthouse. Please consider hosting a voter registration event at your church or civic group. A couple of laptops in the foyer or computers in the fellowship hall can get a lot of people registered to vote in a pretty short time. Again, the website is ovr.sos.wv.gov. Please get your family members and friends to the polls on November 6th and vote yes on Amendment 1. Visit the website yesononewv.com for resources such as a downloadable fact sheet, to donate online to help educate the public about Amendment 1, and to order promotional materials including yard signs, window clings, t-shirts, and lapel pins. Again, the web address is yesononewv.com. yesononewv.com. We'll never have another chance to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. West Virginians for Life is counting on you to help with these efforts. Again, it is essential that every pro-life West Virginian vote yes on Amendment 1.
Welcome to the Voice of Truth on 103.3 WAJR-FM, the radio broadcast ministry of Christian Apostolic Church in Clarksburg, West Virginia. And now, your host, author, teacher, and pastor, Doug Joseph.
Let's get our Bibles, and would you join me in welcoming Elder Zach Sandy as he comes to preach. Elder, come and give us whatever the Lord has done.
Come on, could we give the Lord a hand clap of praise tonight? Hallelujah, Jesus. Father, you are worthy. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. So thankful to be here tonight. Phenomenal job, Dina. Amen. I can't handle that. It's all right. Praise the Lord. Something that you said, though, just because you're right doesn't mean it needs to be said. I tell my wife all the time, not speaking to her, but just speaking. I tell her all the time, because I'm scrolling through Facebook. Yeah, some of you guys are laughing because you saw what I did there. Almost got myself in trouble. That's what I did. No, but scrolling through Facebook, I'll lean over and I'll say, honey, just because you're right doesn't mean it belongs on Facebook. But not that she has an issue with that. But I think if more people knew that, praise the Lord. If you would, turn in your Bibles to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37. I want to give honor to my pastor. I'm so thankful for him and his leadership in my life. Thankful for each and every one of you. You know, I look across this congregation and I see pillars of the church who have poured into my life, and I'm thankful for you, faithful saints of God. Amen. I'm gonna pick up in the middle of this here. Chapter 37 is talking about Ezekiel's vision, the Valley of Dry Bones, and so the Lord took Ezekiel and he's shown him this vision, this valley, and there's a bunch of bones there, and the Lord spoke to Ezekiel and told him to speak to the bones. And so that's what Ezekiel does. And we know later in the chapter, it explains that this is God's way of showing Ezekiel that he's going to bring Israel back together and restore their land and restore them. But as I was reading this a few months ago, the Lord spoke to me and he pointed something out in this story to me. And I just want to point that out to you. I've come tonight with a burden, and I ask that you all would help me preach tonight. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 7. As I said, he's standing. He sees the valley of dry bones, and the Lord told him to speak to him. And it says there, "So I prophesied as I was commanded. And as I prophesied, there was a noise, and behold, a shaking, and the bones came together, bone to his bone. And when I beheld, lo, the sinews and flesh came upon them, and the skin covered them above, but there was no breath in them. Then said he unto me, prophesy unto the wind. Prophesy, son of man, and say to the wind, thus saith the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe upon these slain that they may live. So I prophesied as he commanded me, and breath came into them, and they lived and stood up on their feet, an exceeding great army." If you would, just give me a few moments here this evening. I want to preach to you using this as my subject. Unity precedes revival. Unity precedes revival. If you would, just place your Bibles down. Let's lift our hands to the Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, for another chance to worship you and to dive into your word, God, and learn from you. God, we ask, Lord, that you would speak to us tonight, Lord. Help us, Lord Jesus, to take this and apply it to our lives, Lord Jesus. Father, we worship you. God, we thank you for what you're doing in this place, God, and we look forward to what you're going to do. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Let's give the Lord one more last hand clap of praise here today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. I remember, I believe it was my sophomore year of high school. I played football in high school, and it was my very first varsity football game. I remember going out onto the field, and I was so excited. I saw all the people, and I was like, yeah, this is cool. And right before the game, the coach came up to me and said, Zach, I want you on the kickoff team. All right, that's awesome. Okay, yeah, I can do that. And he said, this is where you stand. He said, you stay in your lane. I said, all right, I got it. Just, all right, here we go. Okay, yeah. So I'm out there on the field, and I remember lining up, and I was all excited, and it's going through my head, Pastor, I've got to show him what I've got. I've got to prove myself to this coach. I've got to prove myself to all these people watching me. Right. But I'm all fired up, and I remember the whistle blew, and the kicker kicked the ball, and I took off as fast as I could. I was looking for somebody that wasn't paying attention. And here I see this guy. He was about 50 pounds heavier than me. And he's paying attention to the play, but he's moving this way. And his eyes are over here. And so I take off running full speed. He's not paying attention. And I got about 3 feet from him, left my feet, put my shoulder pad underneath his chin, and his helmet flew off, and he went rolling. And I jumped up, and I was all excited. Man, I was fired up. I said, yeah, I showed him, you know. Well, right before my shoulder pad hit underneath of his chin, I saw the boy with the ball running right past me. And by the time I, you know, processed everything and the guy's laying on the ground, I'm all excited. I turn around and there's that guy. He's almost into the end zone. He's almost scored a touchdown. By that time, it was too late. And so I'll never forget the walk back over to the sideline. I'm thinking, well, I did something good. Maybe he won't notice, you know, maybe everything will be okay. Because remember, he told me to stay in my lane. So I walked over, and I'll never forget that coach. He was a big boy. He grabbed my face mask, and when he grabbed it, he jerked it so hard I thought my head was going to come off. And he headbutted my helmet. Surprised it didn't knock him out, because it almost knocked me out. And he said, Sandy, stay in your lane. He said, this isn't about you. It's about the team. I was so focused on proving a point. I was so focused on proving myself and who I am that I let someone run right past me. Because I thought it was all about me. Everybody was watching me. We have to be careful. We can get so focused on who I am. I can't apologize. I can't admit that I'm wrong. I've got to prove myself. Help us, Jesus. I want to turn your attention to Colossians chapter 3. I'm just going to read one verse from there. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 13. Forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. Well, they don't deserve forgiveness. Well, neither did you. Well, you don't know what they did. No, but I know what I did. And I know what he did for me. Folks, just like I was not deserving. Just as Christ forgave, so also do ye. Folks, that's hard. It's hard to chew. Because there can be situations, it's going to be hard to bite. But I've got to know that he did it. So with his help, with his strength, I can do it. And there's a greater purpose. My wife and I, any married couples in the house? Okay. You guys might know what I'm talking about if you're anything like me. We get into some arguments. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's all right. I've only been married 2 years. I know somebody's out there saying, you young whippersnapper, you don't. Well, that's all right. I'm young. I'll admit it. But we get into some arguments. But my wife and I, we had a talk. And we, this is something we decided. I'm not saying everybody should do this or everybody, you know, is supposed to do this. But we talked about this. And I said, honey, I don't see the point in wasting an entire day upset, so frustrated that I can't look at you, so mad that I can't talk to you. I just don't see a point in that. You still love me. I still love you. We're still married. That's not changing. We're still living in the same house. For now. Praise the Lord. No, that's just a joke. But I don't want to waste time. I don't want to waste time doing that. I didn't realize how fragile, how short life was until I had it almost taken. It was taken, and God mercifully gave it back. But that makes me think about some things. It makes me realize how fast it can be over. But not only that, it makes me think, that there is a limited amount of time. I don't know what it is, but I have on this earth. There's a limit, there's an amount of time the Lord knows that you have on this earth. Ask yourself, how much of that time have I spent bitter? How much of that time have I spent upset? How much of that time have I spent mad at my brother, my sister? Now I want to ask you, was it worth it? Was that bitterness worth it? Was that whole day of you being so upset that you can't see straight about a situation that probably could be taken care of with a few sentences? Was it worth it? Wasted. Literally a portion of your life, potential memories, potential growth in the kingdom of God. Time wasted only to grow further apart from your brother or sister. Time wasted only to grow further away from the goals and the growth in the kingdom of God that we're trying to obtain. Time wasted. Ezekiel chapter 37 and verse 7, he starts talking about how the bones come together. And then the skin came. As I was reading that, the Lord spoke to me. He said, notice, before I could ever breathe, the bones had to come together. The skin had to be over top. Everything had to be exactly where I designed it to be before I could breathe into it, before he could revive it. Folks, if we want revival, we've got to come together. Just like those bones did, we've got to come together and begin to work the way that God designed us to work. God never meant for someone to have to carry this revival on their shoulders by themselves. But God designed it that we work together. You are the hands, I'm the feet. We are the body of Christ, and we just begin to move and push forward for our city. God is not going to allow the revival that he's promised until there is unity. Folks, we have seen some people get the Holy Ghost. We've seen some people be baptized. I'm so thankful for just what's happened in this past month. It's been a blessing to me to see. But folks, if you could just imagine what will happen. If we could get on the same page, if we could come together, if we could all get in one mind and one accord. I believe I read that somewhere in the Bible before. Folks, I'm excited about what God's doing, but I'm looking forward to what he's going to do. Folks, I believe we've got a great church here. But I never want to stop pursuing excellence. I never want to get to the place where I say, well, I'm as good as it gets. We've got to keep moving forward. We've got to keep moving forward. I need some help. You want to help me? You want to help me? Come down here. Thank you. Oh, my mom told me to say please, please. Yeah. Thank you, Mom. Appreciate that. 1 Corinthians 12, verse 15 says, if the foot shall say, because I am not the hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not the body? And if the ear shall say, because I am not the eye, I am not the body. It's not my job. It's not my place. That's their thing to deal with. I'm not supposed to reach out. I'm not supposed to try to win souls. I'm not. That's somebody else's department. I'm not supposed to try to help the pastor. That's the elder's job. I'm not supposed to. I am not of the body. Therefore, is it not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where were the hearing? If the whole were hearing, where were the smelling? But now hath God set the members, every one of them, in the body, as it hath pleased him. And if we're all one member, where were the body? But now are they many members, yet but one body. This is what I want you to pay attention to. And the eye cannot say unto the hand, I have no need of thee, nor again the head of the feet, I have no need of you. Nay, much more, those members of the body which seem to be more feeble are necessary. Now, I just want, this is just a little visual here. We did this in my Sunday school class. This has probably been, at least a month, probably. Okay, so I'm going to pick you to just stand right here. You both are going to represent the church, but you're going to represent two different churches. Or the same church at two different times. I don't know. Whatever you want it to be. All right, so just stand here, face this way. Okay, so this is where we're at today. That's revival. That's where we want to get to, okay? Now, you're my brother, so I'm going to, you know. Praise the Lord. Well, you're my brother, too. Hallelujah. It's all right. All right, stand right here. Okay, so when the body is functioning the way it should be, when the body of Christ, the church, is functioning the way it should be, it should be rather easy to obtain a goal if all it has to do is move. As long as those body parts are working together, right? So my brother's going to represent kind of the out of sorts body. Doesn't really know what it's doing, you know? Because, so this is what's going to happen. You're going to have to get down. Because you can't use that leg because pastor didn't shake that person's hand 8 times. So they got upset. And you can't use that leg because sister so-and-so, I'm going to have to credit Brother Doug White for this one. Sister so-and-so said the cookies weren't good that she brought. So you can't use that leg. So you're going to have to get down. Please get down. Thank you. Now you can't use your legs at all, okay? And you can't use this arm either. Because I just don't like Brother Teddy Bear, you know. I just don't like him, okay? Yeah, he's an unlikable person, you know. I guarantee you, no matter how much you don't like him, you're going to have to go to heaven with him. So praise the Lord. All right, but this is the problem that it creates. We don't see this with our physical eyes, but this is the problem that happens in the spiritual realm. Is you've got a church that can't use both legs because both legs have given up. Both legs are fighting against the rest of the body. And you've got an arm that's fighting against the rest of the body. And so now they're going to have to try to move forward toward revival. Now, I want you guys to race. You can't use your legs. You can't use that arm. He's not going to move. Even if he tried, he would have to scoot along on the ground like this. Because the body is fighting itself, folks. God never designed the body of Christ. He never designed his body to fight against it. God never designed his body to fight against itself, but he designed it to work together. He put you on this earth in Clarksburg, West Virginia for such a time as this. He needs you. I said he needs you, but guess what? He also needs your brother. He also needs your sister. And just as much as he needs you and he needs them, he needs you guys to work together for the revival that he wants to send. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Once there's unity, there will be revival. In Acts chapter 2, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all in one place and one accord. And there came. Notice that it mentioned they were all in one place and in one accord. Then it mentions, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven. I find it very interesting that once God's people are in one place in one accord, then he... Folks, I come up here tonight with a burden because I'm ready for God to lean over Clarksburg, West Virginia, and to begin to go... I'm ready for revival, folks. Like I said, I'm excited about what God's doing, but I'm looking forward to more. I can't be satisfied. Hallelujah, Jesus. If we could stand all across the room tonight, folks, I have to ask you, how bad do you want it? How bad do we want it in this place? Because we have to want it so bad. We have to want it so bad that we get determined that there's nothing that could happen. There's nothing that someone could say. There is no thing that could turn me against my brother. There's no thing that can turn me against my sister. I can't let anything happen because I know that once I let that happen, we get further from revival. But if I can avoid it, if I figure out something happens and I say, brother, I'm so sorry. If there's anything I've done, please forgive me. That patches it up and we can continue to move forward. But we've got to make up our minds. How bad do we want it? Like I said, I believe God's already moving in this city, but I'm not satisfied. I can't be satisfied. I believe if we would get determined to maintain unity, God is going to breathe into our city. And we're going to see a revival like we never imagined. It starts tonight. I'm reminded of that song, Revival's Got to Start With Me. You have to be the change that you want to see. It's so easy to look at other people and say, I wish he would stop wearing that tie. I wish she would stop acting that way. I wish. You have to be the change that you want to see. You have to love your brother, love your sister, and realize sometimes they're not going to measure up to what you think they should be. But that's when you pray for them and trust that God is working in them. It's got to start right now. It's got to start here in this room tonight. We have to come together and work together. I wonder if a brother could find a brother. A sister could find a sister. Make it somebody that you don't usually go and pray with. Make it somebody that maybe you haven't prayed with in a long time. Folks, it's time. It's time to come together and watch our city get changed. But God has sent us all here for this very moment, this very time. We have to work together. Find someone to pray with, folks. I'm going to go find somebody to pray with. You have to be the change you want to see. Hallelujah, Jesus. How bad do you want it? How bad do you want it? Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you for listening. You can reach us online at cac.us.com. Catch the Voice of Truth broadcast each Sunday morning at 11:30 right here on Talk Radio 103.3 WAJR-FM.
West Virginians for Life worked closely with West Virginia legislators to do something very powerful. Together, we worked to pass a proposed constitutional amendment, which will be on the ballot for the November general elections. Amendment 1 says, "Nothing in this Constitution secures or protects a right to abortion or requires the funding of an abortion." Its purpose is to cleanse our state constitution from abortion and allow the state legislature to exercise its rightful responsibility for control over the funding of abortion. Abortion would still be legal in West Virginia under federal rulings. What will change is that our tax dollars won't pay for an abortion, except in rare cases when the life of the mother is at stake, medical emergency, reported rape or incest, or fetal anomaly. The people of West Virginia will be able to decide whether or not taxpayer dollars should be used to fund elective abortions. Over the years, taxpayers have paid for nearly 35,000 abortions at a cost of almost $10 million. For elective abortions, for the entire 9 months of pregnancy, for any reason or no reason at all. As West Virginia citizens, we have a moral responsibility to end forced tax payment for abortion. If you're not registered to vote, you can register online at the Secretary of State's website. It's fast, easy, and free. Go to ovr.sos.wv.gov. You can also register for free at your nearest DMV or using paper forms available from your county courthouse. Please consider hosting a voter registration event at your church or civic group. A couple of laptops in the foyer or computers in the fellowship hall can get a lot of people registered to vote in a pretty short time. Again, the website is ovr.sos.wv.gov. Please get your family members and friends to the polls on November 6th and vote yes on Amendment 1. Visit the website yesononewv.com for resources such as a downloadable fact sheet, to donate online to help educate the public about Amendment 1, and to order promotional materials including yard signs, window clings, t-shirts, and lapel pins. Again, the web address is yesononewv.com. yesononewv.com. We'll never have another chance to stop taxpayer funding of abortion. West Virginians for Life is counting on you to help with these efforts. Again, it is essential that every pro-life West Virginian vote yes on Amendment 1.